torture by another name. For years after the launch of the Iraq War, the U.S. engaged in and expressly supported torture. Their officers tortured captives in the infamous Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, in various secret prisons known as CIA black sites, and it used rendition to send people to places like Egypt or Syria, where experienced torturers awaited them. All of these acts are crimes under international law, such as the CAT, Convention Against Torture, a treaty to which the U.S. is a signatory and thus bound by its terms. But Americans, especially since 9/11, have resorted to some pretty shocking lawyering to try to get away with torture. For one thing, they don't call torture torture. They say enhanced interrogation techniques. Some apologists even minimize torture until it sounds like horseplay, you know, guys being guys. And then you hear about the lawyer named practice of rectal feeding. I kid you not, rectal feeding. Think of that, and you'll see a kind of madness at work and how power and immunity is addictive. But lawyers can make up new, intriguing terms. The problem is, the CAT Treaty is pretty clear, and physical and mental mistreatment legally constitutes torture. Men chained to the floor, nearly naked, and frozen to death. That's torture. The CIA knows this, as did the highest levels of the U.S. government. That's why they changed the names. And I'll bet you it'll be a cold day in hell before we see former White House personnel tour Europe. They know better. From a prison nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.